Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be looking at a subject and answering a question that sometimes pops up in the minds of people, and it's a question that a lot of people who are religious scholars are often asked. The question is this: exactly how much reward and sawab do we get for sending our salutations upon the Holy Prophet? Sometimes we think that small actions that we perform, small acts of worship, small acts of obedience, small acts of ibadat that we perform, sometimes we think that just because they're small, they probably have a small amount of reward. You know, and if we want to get a lot of reward, we have to do something that's very time-consuming. You know, have to do, for example, you know, pray all the night prayers or read the whole Quran in order to get a lot of sawab. But this is a common misconception, which is actually incorrect. A lot of times, a lot of acts of obedience are such that they have a lot of sawab and otherworldly reward to them. And in using Islamic terminology, we could say that they have a lot of barakat to them. They have a lot of grace to them. Barakat is like one of those Islamic terms that, you know, we use, but sometimes it's often misunderstood. This word means that something is small, it's minuscule, it seems to be very insignificant, but it has a lot of benefits to them. One of the things that, is such is this benediction and salawat that we send upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In order to explain this, we can examine a tradition regarding the benefits of the salawat. In the night ascension of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet was uplifted and took to the heavens by God Almighty, on his way there he saw an angel. This angel was calculating the number of raindrops that fall from the sky. And this angel was amazing. It had thousands of hands, each hand. It had thousands of arms. Each arm had 1,000 hands. Each hand had, you know, 1,000 fingers. Each finger had 1,000, you know, knuckles, and so on and so forth. And he said to the Prophet that, "I can calculate the raindrops, every raindrop that fell from the sky to the earth, from the beginning of creation to the end, but there is one thing that I cannot calculate. Hisabun la aqdiru alayhi. I cannot calculate it. Bima indi min al-hifse wa tazakkuri wal aidi wal asabe. Even with my great memory and, you know, all my hands, I still cannot calculate it." The Prophet asked him, "Ayyu hisabin huwa? What is this calculation that even you with all your hands are unable to perform?" So the angel said, "Qawmun min ummatika yahduruna mujtama'an fayuzkaru smuka indahum. If a group of people from your nation, your followers, come together and you are remembered, your name is mentioned, and they send their benedictions upon you, they send their salutations upon you, the reward that they will be given for such a small act of worship and respect that they show to you is so great that even I cannot calculate it." This is one of those beautiful hadiths and traditions that shows us the benefits and virtues of the salawat, and actually it conveys to us the idea that the reward for this is incalculable. It's so big that it's incalculable and incapable of being even counted by the angels. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues and incalculability of the rewards of the benedictions upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.